All right, back to our seats. Pizza in hand. That includes you, Guy. Just bring the box. All right. Was that last session helpful?
Yeah.
Okay, do you got more? Bring it on. Julius, can we start? Thank you. Charles, can we start?
All right. There are some just few things that I would like to make mention. Things that I overlooked a while ago. The grading system. Okay, how do we grade our auditionees? Now, again, as I said a while ago, these are principles. You gotta tailor your way accordingly to your needs of your congregation. Okay, now for me, whenever I do an audition, especially when it's a big one, or maybe even when it's a small one, I just rate them with 3 numbers. Oh, the reason behind that is that if I'm gonna rate them from 1 to 100, then the disparity is too big. At the end of the day, when you get to see the Excel file with 40 or 50 or 150 auditionees, you'll get mixed up. Where was that? Who is who? All right. So me, for myself, I just rate them 1, really good. 2, he's okay, but no, he can improve. But he's okay. He still passes. 3. No, this guy needs to improve more. Just that, just those 3. Because this is for me, okay? This is the needs of, at least in my case, in Alabang. Okay? So you have to tailor your numbering accordingly to what you think is best for you. But my suggestion is that don't have a big disparity of number. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much, bro. Thank you. Actually, that is a very good thing. That's a very distinct example of tailoring your needs. Okay? Tailoring your needs to your congregation. Okay. Do you have anything to say? Okay. I'll just finish this one. Now, the next one is that an option. There was a question a while ago during the break. How do you audition a big number of auditionees? Now, it's like this. According to our experience, what we gain from our experience, that you can do the same pattern all together. You may have 4 singers, even if you have 5 singers in front of you, you may do the same principles. If only 3 gets to the harmony part, then just the 3. But as far as delivering the results are concerned, you'll have to do it individually. You'll have to do it individually, okay? But you may do a multiple or rather a simultaneous audition of musicians or singers. Guitarists, for example, me. For the past, I think, 3 weeks, we've been auditioning people because we had a mid-year push in Alabang. So what we did was that all guitarists go. Let's go do it, okay? So same thing, okay, you play for me. After 6 bars, 8 bars, okay, thank you. And then the next one, okay. And then the next one, okay. Now this time I like you all without looking at each other's frets and all that. Can you play all these chords, A, D, whatever, the chords that I play. And I do the same thing, same exercise with all the 3 things. But when it comes to the delivery of the result, I have to talk to them individually. Yeah. So I said, we're going to put the Q&A later on. I'm sure you have questions in mind. But this time, I'd like to hand this over to Pastor Jam already. And we would like to go to the case studies and some things that you would like to know. Thank you.
How many appreciate Ray Lizardo for what he just imparted to us? Ray, thank you. You're the old man. You're the man, bro. You're the man, Ray. You're the man, Ray. All right, and again, thank you for again imparting us yung what you're doing and what you've experienced in the ministry, Ray. I'm just making bawi, you know. We appreciate you, Ray Lizardo, as well as your wife, Malma Lizardo. Okay, where's Pastor Paul? Pastor Paul is not here, so. Talaga? Wow. It's such an honor, bro. He's a famous guy. Such an honor. Thank you. Do I look like him? Oh, I don't know him because I don't listen to Heretics, you know. So, guy, I don't know him. Okay. So, we're just going back to what we've discussed the last time. And we ended during the case studies. And naalala niyo pa ba yung mga groups nyo? You should remember your groupmates. Yes? Okay. Okay. So, sino yung mga absent last time? Sino yung mga wala? Okay. Sige, Lee and Guy, you will form another group. Okay, I'll assign a topic sa inyo, a case, and then you discuss it later. But before that, of course, I wanna do a recap, just like what Mike did. Okay, this is very important. We're still thinking of the exact term, how to call it, because it's not an interview. Engagement is okay, but we're still thinking of a more direct term to use, kasi it encompasses from the getting to know stage from the start and then saying the results and everything. It's in one, what do you call this, one whole package that we want to parang absorb every time we do an audition from the getting to know until the results. And this is very important because, again, what I've said last time, our auditions, of course, they are for recruitment of volunteers and we want to have more people who will help us in the ministry. But we will always consider or we will always pursue our auditions to be an evangelistic tool. Okay? Our goal is for these people to be connected to the church. Because, again, like what Pastor Joel said, we care for these people. Okay, as much as we want to get skillful volunteers, we want them to be connected to the church. And the auditions is one of our excuses in connecting them to the victory groups. Okay, whether they pass or not, the good news is they are connected to the church. So that's why it's very important how we do these things because we won't be able to connect these people to church if they get offended. If they, you know, if they get stabbed and wounded and everything, you won't expect them to be connected to the church because that's going to be the personality of the church or personality of God that you can imply to them as you do the audition process. So, it's, at least Samin sa Ortigas, 80%, 70 to 80% are new in church. Those who come in the auditions, they're new in church or they've been in the church but they were never discipled. That's why we've come to a conclusion na, wow, this is really an evangelistic tool. 70 to 80% are not connected to the victory groups. 5 years, 6 years na sila. It's a good evangelistic tool, yung auditions natin. That's why we need to, again, from the start, how to talk to them, okay, the interview, the engage part. Okay, you just have to remember why we do this. Again, we do this, we need to learn this because it's a good evangelistic tool. And how we do it, just two principles, right? You be honest, and you know how to say it. Because if you're not honest, okay, remember this is an audition, skills audition, okay? The heart, we don't have a heart audition, so you will know it through the process na lang of discipling him and being in the ministry. This is a skill audition, okay? You have to be secured na, why? God is concerned about the heart and the skill. Yes, yes. It's clear that this is about the heart and the skill. But this audition is for the skill. Skills audition. Okay? Again, since this is a skill audition, one auditionee who's skillful and talented, just like what Charles did, Charles portrayed the last time, di ba? He portrayed like he's a feminine guy, but he sings so well, and he does the second voice so well, better than me, better than every one of us. But you need to fail him during the auditions, at least for that moment. So you have to be honest. You cannot say, na, you know what, if you avoid the main issue and you can't be honest, that guy will leave the auditions with a question in his head. Why didn't he pass me? I thought that's a skill audition. Because you are so afraid to address the real issue. You can be honest enough to tell it to him. Okay, he will leave with a question mark in his head. Again, you will fail to connect him to the victory groups. Because he will have a question mark on his head. Maybe he might probably not go to the church anymore, or you might not be able to go to a victory group. Okay? Or if you are honest and you don't know how to say it, again, you won't be able to connect him to the church or to the victory group because he will get offended, you know. Alam mo, bakla ka ba? Oh, you're honest but you don't know how to say it. So, Becky ka ba? So, you have to... Huh? Antibiotic. Or, if you know how to say it, okay? X-Men. Or, if you know how to say it, okay? Kaso, you can't be honest. You will end up, okay? Again, letting that person go out with a question mark on his head. Or, you will be forced to admit him and compromise na lang on your standards. Because you can't be honest, eh? You're afraid to be honest. So, you need to learn both things. You have to balance it. You are honest. And then, you know how to say it. So, having said that, who are the people that we need to put in that setting, right? Of course, people with honesty and who knows how to communicate gently. So very simple, diba? Those people who can be honest and at the same time caring. Oh, it's for you to find out kung sino sa team nyo, sa roster nyo, even volunteers. Right? You're not limited to the full-time and only. It's not limited only to all of us. But this is a perfect time, a good time to look for volunteers who have this gifting, spiritual giftings of encouragement. They know how to say things. They know how to, you know, but not nambobola. But really, they're just gifted in that area. Gift of encouragement. So this is a good time to look for people like, all right? And guide questions. Again, three categories lang usually. Personal, okay? Experience. Okay, yung personal, you can ask things like, how many are you in the family? Are you all musicians? Are you all, yeah, so. But don't ask questions like, oh, how much is your salary? Why did you split up with your husband? Not too personal like those things, okay? Not too personal. Just basic questions about his personal life, like, how long have you been singing? Or experiences, yun, how long have you been singing? So personal and then experience. So do you have any experience in singing outside? In a band, or singing contest, or things like those, basic questions. And then yung spiritual niya. Right? How long have you been in victory? How long have you been a Christian? Or not yet? Or ganon. And then that's the time that you can segue na to connecting him to the church. And again, putting value sa kanya more than what he can do. So just three categories lang. Para lang, kasi you have to do it 5 minutes only. Eh. You have to do it 5 minutes. Eh. So you have to categorize your questions. And at the end of your conversation, you have to be able to connect him or her to the victory group or putting value and, again, caring for him. I mean, 5 minutes, how can you say that? So in those three categories. I just want to jump, okay? We're going to do the case studies. Now I want to hear you, how you do it. Right? I remember the first... One, sila Charles, hindi na sila. So, they've done it already. Okay? The three other cases, I think it's yung may hair lip, di ba? Yung ngongo. Okay? Oh, sige. Wag kayo mag-grupo na. I know you've talked about this already. Ngongo. Yung isang may album. Okay? She's a professional singer before. She had three CDs na nilatag sa harap nyo. Okay? Kaso, she lost it already. Okay? Because she lost it. So, because of maybe the... What's this? Ano yung anesthesia sa pag nanganganak? Sinasaksak pag ano? Epidural, because of the epidural or something. She lost it already. And the other one, what's that? The other one, who's that group? Tatlo lang ba yan? Ah, tatlo lang. Okay. So one more. This is for Lee and Guy. Okay, Lee and Guy. Okay. Your case is... Once I've experienced, we had an auditionee who had some issues. So, since nung nasa line pa lang siya, you'd notice na parang he's angry. Talagang he had a bad day. And when he entered the room and we started the audition, kita mo na agad talagang angas, like, yabang, alam mo yung gustong paluin ng mic stand. Ganun yung dating. As when he sat down, "Why? How are you? Bakit?" He answered me back that way. Bakit? I don't want to give the answers to you. Pero he answered that way. And to the point na he answered me back na parang, "Ba't mo tinatanong?" May mga ganong questions akong tinanong sa kanya. And sinagot niya ako, "Ba't mo tinatanong?" So, di ba? So gusto kong hawakan to. Sabi ko, "Ano to? What's this? What's this for?" Oh. I'm just kidding. All right. So ganon yung case nyo, Guy, Lee. That's your case. And he's bigger than me. Remember, he's bigger than me. He's stocky. And he's like that. He's maangas. Maangas na naging tao. That's how I describe him. Maangas na naging tao. Okay? Oh. Okay. So, pero before we continue with that, I just want to finish our manuals. Okay, again, we do different styles in our local churches, but I just want to give you the principles, all right? After the auditions, when he passed, he goes to a training. Diba? In Victor Ortigas, we used to have 12 weeks of training, and nagki-cringe ako pag naalala ko yun. That was 6 years ago. 12 weeks, imagine. And we cut it to 6 weeks, and then we cut it to 4 weeks na lang. We tried to cut it ng smaller weeks pa, pero hindi talaga eh. They need to... 4 weeks is enough. Kasi, again, yung 4 weeks na yun, Saturdays na yun. Saturdays kami ng morning. Depende sa inyo kung kailan nyo mas feasible sa mga volunteers nyo. Pero yung 4 weeks na yun, okay, na fine-tune na yun until we've realized na the reason why you get people na skillful so that you could focus na lang on pounding the heart and the foundation sa kanila of worship. That's why, na-cut na siya, na yung mga excess fats no, naging 4 na lang. And yung four weeks na yun, we really focused on the heart. Because these people, some of them are, ano man, galing na nila tumugtog, gumig na sila, magpiplay na sila outside. What you need to do, what we want to do, is for them to be able to separate what's the difference between being a minister and being a musician out there in the gigs. That's your goal, eh? How can they separate it? Because if we're not able to do that, they will just treat this as something like the same lang sa out sa labas. So 4 weeks na yon. So 4 weeks, our first week, it's the orientation, okay? The music ministry orientation. In the orientation, we talk about, we introduce them, of course, we tell them about the history of the church. Hey, these are new people. They don't know the church already. They just came here and then got mesmerized with the venue and everything and the leaders. And they have to know where this church started. So we also do that. We put pictures of Pastor Steve until pababa, Pastor Ferdy and Pastor Joel, pababa, pababa, who started this movement so that they would appreciate what and they will value what they have. And they will put high premium on taking care of their... Kasi our church, modesty aside, okay? Because our leaders talagang did very well in really building our church. Even if you're new in the ministry and you have the microphone and you're on the pulpit, you also inherit that kind of integrity na eh. Kahit baguhan ka. When they say you're from Victory and you're from ano, you inherit that agad eh. And if you don't know the history of the microphone and pulpit that you're standing on, if you don't know that 8 students cried out to God during 1984, really knelt down and believed for what you have right now, you will never put value and you're just gonna treat it like, oh, I'm worship leader of Victory. Yeah. That's why they need to know the past, the history, until going here. And then, that's part of the orientation. And then, of course, the things that we do in the Victory Ortigas, at least music ministry, the things that we do, how to do rehearsals, how to do everything. And I always share also the three C's. Pastor Joel shared that to me before in three C's, di ba? Yung character, right? Competence and commitment. Yung chemistry kasi sa character ko na nilalagay kasi it's also part of it. Eh. You cannot be a team player or have chemistry if your character is not, ano. So three C's lang yun. Character, competence, and commitment. And again, before I used to put a session only for discipleship, but we've learned, ganda ng point ni Mike, sabi niya, you know, Jam, you can put discipleship everywhere. In those 4 weeks, you can insert discipleship all the time. And then after naman the training, they will go through ano eh, Victory Weekend and training for Victory, everything, foundation for Victory. Yeah. So meron ang time for discipleship talaga. What you need here is to contextualize sa kanila kung ano yung being a minister is all about. Ano ba yung in the music ministry? That's the first week. Week two, so we've realized na dati we used to pound agad on the deep topic, yung medyo malalalim, pababaw. Pero we realized na, you know, these people, 1 week pa lang siya sa church and then pumasa sa audition. After a week, may training and then he sat down and then he will hear about Tabernacle of David. Parang medyo ano, agad sa kanya yun. Mabigat, big word agad sa kanya, big topic agad. So we try to make it parang slowly getting deeper and deeper. So first week orientation, three C's. Week two, is the worship leading team. Teamwork. We teach about teamwork. Right? Because I've realized 50% of all the pastors of the auditions, they're from other churches. You noticed? A lot of people are from other churches. Okay? So, in that topic, we clarify all the roles of everybody, right? For example, the worship leader, the musical director, and the singers and the musicians. So worship leader, MD, singers, and musicians. So I just do like this, and then I allow them to just put an organizational chart dito. Okay, so kung sino ba talaga yung last say, sino ba yung ano, ganyan. Because, you know, I realized a lot of them, they went out and they walked away of their churches because these are not clear. I hear stories na yung musical director nakipag-away sa worship leader. So, sino ba talaga yung may last say? Sino ba yung may last call? How do we work as a team? How do we... And these people, di ba, Alma, Ray, sa mga banda sa labas, this is not clear to them. Ito, pinag-aawayan sa labas to eh. If you're the MD, I'm the lead vocals. Nari, even side A. Okay. Let's take that out sa ano. Sa, even side A na yun, nag-aaway pa yun. Dahil I'm Joey G. I'm Naldi. I'm the MD here. It's not clear eh. Okay? So it's very important na they know yung teamwork lalo na in the context of the church eh. So marami dito, alam, maniwala kayo sa akin, marami dito, MD ang may last say, even sa flow ah. Marami sa kanila, MD ang may last say. Sa flowing, sa actual na, yung nag-lead na ng worship. Ibig sabihin, worship leader will just sing in front, but she will take, or he will take the directions from the MD. Saan tayo punta na? Oh, doon na? hindi clear sa kanila. Imaginein mo yon. Nagugulat ako every time. Nagugulat ako. It's not clear to them. So, this is a good time to discuss that, yung teamwork. So, I have scriptures na pinapakita sa kanila about sa teamwork. So, inaano ko rin yun. Week 2 yun. Week 3, okay, medyo lalalim na. So, understanding na, understanding the fundamentals of worship. So, malalaman nila but ano ba talaga yung biblical truth about clapping hands. Ano ba yung, kasi gagawin nila yun eh. They're gonna do that. So, medyo lumalalim na. Ano ba yung some of those topics kinuha ko rin from Pastor Paul Barker, our topics here. Yung in-insert ko yun. In-insert ko na lang doon. Tapos yung fourth week, yun eh, medyo malalim. Yun na yung Tabernacle of David ni Pastor Manny dito, Bishop Manny dito. Shinare ko rin sa kanila yun, yung restoring. Why did Jesus restore the Tabernacle of David instead of the Tabernacle of Moses? So, ano ba yung ano doon? Because, yun nga, hanggat sa ending kasi, hanggat sa pagdating ng panahon, when we see God, yun pa rin ang gagawin natin, Tabernacle of David na eh. Okay, lito yung hands, yun. So, dun na yung pinakamalalim noon. And then, that's it. Application night na. Before we call it assessment night. Third is understanding the biblical fundamentals of worship. And then the fourth one is yung Tabernacle David, attributes of God. Yan, in-discuss na namin doon, attributes of God for the worship leaders most especially, di ba? Nagamit lang sa exhortations nila yung attributes ni God. And then the application night, we used to call that an assessment night. But, yun nga, through the years of doing that, yung mga nanginginig talaga kasi nga, they're new. So, pag sinabi mong assessment night, ang feeling nila ina-assess talaga sila ni Lord talaga. But really, you want them to leave that training nang alam nila, and you want them to leave that training na yun din ang may experience nila on an actual pag nirelease mo na sila. So, I try to put parang mga things na hindi naman nila maaasahan on that actual. Because I want them to be ready dun sa pupuntahan nila talaga. So, before, yun nga, I used to call it assessment and hindi naman sila assess si Lord. Before, I appreciate sila Lee, sila no, na ginagawa nila yun ngayon. Pero at least Ortigas lang, tinanggal ko rin yung mga, may mga judges sa harap. Kasi they will not experience that on an actual eh. They will never see three people in front of them grading them eh. So I tried to remove it also, and also I tried to remove the numbers, yung mga numbers, kasi they won't be able to separate the voice or American Idol or from what they're doing. So I want it to be seamless as possible and what they're gonna experience when they're there na ano ba to. I don't want it to be culture shock na, uy, iba to, hindi ko na ano to. That's why what we try to do on the assessment or application night, we do it like a worship night already. Kung ano rin talaga yung nangyayari sa prayer and worship night. Kung ano nangyayari pag pinanood ka ng Hillsong DVD na parang nagtatransition na wala si Ruben Morgan, pumalit si Joel Houston, di mo nahalata. Continuity meron, pero nagpapalit na pala ng team. So in that way, natututo na sila at an early age paano mag-flow, paano magsaluhan, paano mag-ano. Okay, kunyari, first team, tutugtog sila, 3 songs. Okay? That's the time na we're gonna teach also the keyboardist. Oh, bro, habang nagpapalit ng ano to, pad ka lang, dire-diretso ka lang habang pumapasok. So, yung lahat ng mararanasan nila sa actual, nararanasan nila doon. And again, pero in-invite pa rin namin yung mga parents nila, friends nila, lahat ng mga pre-believers na kilala nila to be evangelistic. And at the same time, it turned out to be a worship night na with them, leading the whole worship night. And ganda na sinuggest ni Charles din, may narinig ako sinabi niya na ginagawa niya yung application night nila sa General Assembly ng Music Ministry. Para nandun lahat ng mga volunteers nila sa Music Ministry. Para sila yung nag-worship naman, tapos yung mga bago yung nagli-lead ng worship. So, at least sa amin, yun yung ginawa ko na logistically, mas madali rin yun sa inyo. And then, nabigay mo lang talaga kung ano lang talaga yung may expect nila on that pag nirelease mo na sa mga teams nila. So, yun lang. After that, may evaluation. Di ba? Regular evaluation. Kasi marami rin akong questions na natatanggap na, kuya, paano yun? Kasi nung 4 years ago, our church is smaller. So, our standards is, you know, our standard is smaller also.
And now we got bigger. We were 1,000 now. Kaya lang pinasa na namin siya 4 years ago. Pero hindi na siya pasado ngayon. Paano yan? Anong gagawin namin? Pero hindi na siya nakahabol dun sa standards na ano natin ngayon. It's very important that you have an evaluation na regular. Okay? And kailangan alam nila yon. They know that na we have a regular evaluation. Parang renewal of ano yan. So, annual, bahala na kayo. Every 6 months. Para hindi sila magugulat pagka may evaluation na can I be honest with you? Okay? 4 years ago, we were like this. But today, ganyan. And I love you. I don't want to be a hindrance to what God is going to do in your life. May mga ganun na, yung pastoring na. And then in that way, talagang alam nila na may ganung regular evaluation. You have an avenue to really allow them to move on na and go to their other ministries naman na ano nila. Hindi ka ngayon tali na, ano ko ngayon, ano kasi dati okay, kaso ngayon, tumaas na yung standards. Lee? Kaso medyo syntonation na siya, yung skill level niya medyo ano na. Good question kasi we've experienced a lot of like those. Kasi when I entered the ministry full-time sa ministry 6 years ago, there are a lot of people who's already there before me. So I was in that situation nung kay Lee question niya. And you know, but before I went to full-time, I had a relationship with these people already. Kilala ko na sila, kaka-apiran ko sila, kabargada ko sila. So I capitalized on that. Kung ano man yung relationship na na-build ko sa kanila, I capitalized on that. And I just started the question after how many years of being here, how would you evaluate? How are you? Ever since from the time you're here until today, kamusta ka? And how would you assess yourself as a minister, in terms of skills, in terms of puro questions lang. I started with the question, kamusta ka? How would you assess yourself? And then pwedeng sabihin niya na doon, na oo nga eh, Jam, you know, dami ng mga galing ngayon eh. May mga Lee Brown na, may mga yan Asuncion na. Dati-dati kasi ano eh, dati-dati si ano eh, ganyan, dati ganyan. Okay, na, pero nahihirapan na nga ako eh. Actually, parang I was thinking nga of ano na eh, talagang just letting them ano na, handle the ministry na. And me, parang iba na rin siguro yung calling ni Lord sa buhay ko. Pwedeng ganun. Or, I'm good. Actually, I'm good. Like the first time, I'm still good now. I'm still, pwedeng ganun eh, na hindi siya maging honest. If that happens, again, I will capitalize on my relationship with him. Ngayari, Ray, bro, okay lang ba if I be honest with you? Bro, alam mo, Ray, I appreciate you. Sandwich pa rin eh. I appreciate you. You've been a blessing. You've been a big factor to this ministry. In fact, you're here even before I went into full-time. And, but you know what? Kahit suntukin mo na ako, Ray, okay lang sa akin. Basta tapakita ko lang sa'yo na I care for you. Ganon, talaga. Alam mo, sa akin mo lang maririnig to, Ray. Sa akin mo lang maririnig to. And magalit ka sa akin, okay lang, bro. Ayun na, tsaka ka sabihin yung ano. And then, again, you know, Ray, again, oh, may putok ka, ganun. So, yun, again, principle of ano. The principle pa rin is you care for the person. And again, kaya nga from the onset, guys, from the onset, you have to, sa orientation pa lang, and sa general assembly nila, kasi we do a quarterly general assembly for all the volunteers. And I do a monthly worship leaders meeting. Because those are the venues or those are the times na you can cast the vision and you can pound it to them na this is not your last ministry. God will use you to be a missionary. God will use you to be... That's your time to open other ministries for them eh. Para sila, hindi sila magugulat pagka pinapamove on mo na sila. Kasi nabugbog mo na sila doon eh. Na this is just your stepping stone to what God is going to do in your life. You'll be a missionary someday. You'll be a campus minister someday. This is not the only ministry in the world. This is just your stepping stone. So while you're here, give it your best shot. Give your everything. be trained because you never know where God is going to take you after this. Ganon talaga. Alam na nila. Boom, boom. So, yun lang, guys. So, evaluation is very important. Bahala na kayo kung tuwing kailan. Pero, it's fair. D? Yeah. Mas konti na ngayon than before. Kasi nung tinaas mo na ngayon yung standards mo, medyo bumihira na rin yung evaluation mo na... But ang ideal is 6 months. Every 6 months. Depending on the need of your ministry. Kasi noon, di ba, Pastor Joel, halos every week we do an evaluation. Kasi naglilinis kami. Yun yung pumutok na ng 9,000 yung Ortigas. Tapos may mga naiwan pa ng mga... How great is our God! Sing with me, how great! Talagang... So, ang dami nun eh. Almost 50%. I think Pastor Joel also did that to Alabang. To That's why Pastor Joel is here. So, depending on the need of the... Yung kasi sa amin, mas bihira na kasi medyo nalinis mo na, medyo mataas na ng ano. So, 6 months is ideal. Pero meron pa rin lumulusot eh. You will notice may lumulusot pa rin talaga. May ano. Pero mas bihira na than before.
Yung right now, I just want to emphasize 3 things lang about worship ministry. Number one, yung diniscuss niya, the importance of people. Tapos, secondly, the function of worship. That means worship must always continue to grow. That's why vision is very powerful. So that's why this is where your influence comes in. That means there's always a time to evaluate because ang pinaka-handle dun sa the function of worship is worship always revolves around God, not around me, not around pastors, but around God. So that means, kahit wala na ako dito, worship must go on and it will continue to grow because God is always glorified here. So nakita mo, wala na ako sa galeria, and yet the worship must go on. So that's how we can glorify Jesus. So the function of worship, and then another thing is the importance of worship. The function of worship, and then the importance of worship. What's the importance of worship? Worship must always fresh. In the Bible, something that is very fresh in the tabernacle is the bread, diba? The bread of the presence. So worship must always fresh and always. That's why we need always new songs. Sing a new songs unto the Lord. So that's where you can inspire people to move on. Come on, let's not stay here. Let's move on. Kasi pag naging comfortable na tayo sa worship, wala na, we will not improve. But the thing is this, worship must improve. It will go on. I always say this. Can you imagine this? It takes eternity to know God. This life alone is not enough to know God. Light years alone is not enough. I need to be transported to eternity in order for me to know Him. So this worship must go on. Evangelism someday will stop, but worship will go on.
That is very, very important. So don't wait for the situation to happen and then dun pa lang tayo mag-encourage. It's too late. You have to establish relationship already. Okay? But I guess right now we're about to go for the case studies.
I guess, yeah, Axel.
Sa training and orientation, what if the... five volunteers are not available on that schedules. Do you give them another day for training or orientation or they will wait for another for the time that you have already set?
Okay, for example, 1 day lang silang absent ba
or no mga 3 weeks or 2 weeks hindi sila available ng ganun.
Yeah. First, of course, you have to find a schedule that will really that is really convenient to everybody. Right? That's why we came up with the Saturday morning. Before, it used to be on a Wednesday night, and then Saturday ng or Thursday, naging Thursday, and then we naging maraming parang hindi pwede because of work, because of call center iba. Ginawa namin Saturday morning, 10 to 1. Yun yung una muna, 10 to 12. You have to find What time is very convenient for everybody? Na generic siya, whether call center, whether estudyante, whether... First yon. Number two, if you find a very convenient time for them, bababa din yung average, yung possibility yung may umabsente. So usually, isa lang yan, ganun, dalawa, ganun, tatlo, ganyan. So if you encounter those things, usually, max na yung 2 absences lang. Minsan 1, pero talaga, hindi talaga, 2 absences, max na yon. Pagka hindi pa rin talaga umubra, he can go to the next training na lang. Kasi regular naman yung trainings namin, we do it 4 times a year eh. So next batch na lang siya of training. And kasi nga again, your goal is not for them only to graduate. Your goal is for them to be able to really have a revelation of what they're gonna do. Talagang ano, so yun pa rin talaga. Mike?
Just to add to that, we learn from Pastor Paul that if you're absent or you're late, you get a paper. No, really, seriously. And this is because we want them to have that revelation and we don't want them to miss out on the particular topic. So let's say they're absent and we only allow 2 maximum. I make a Facebook page, I send the topics, and then just we ask for a 200-word reaction paper for the next week.
Yeah, or what we do also, if 1 is absent or 2 is absent, I tell the whole class, you know, help them out. Because that's the time na you can see their teamwork. Makikita mo na ngayon sino yung team player, sino magsa-step up, sino magsa-stand out, sino yung ano. Just help each other. You're one batch here. You're not 10 individual people, but you are one batch. Help each other. Kung sino yung absent, okay, pag nagpa-exam ako next week, that person should know the answers or dapat may maisagot siya doon. Ganun minsan ginagawa ko sa kanila na I allow them to work as a team. Dito pa lang maramdaman na nila yung sense of being in a team and being one unit. Ay, walang mas magaling, walang mas... Mike?
Yeah, just to emphasize what Kuya Ray said earlier about... Kuya talaga. Sorry. Ray said earlier regarding relationships. You know, that can start during trainings already. Like what Jam and I do from day one, we already group them into... Remember, there's an application night to cultivate it? To culminate pala? Cultivate. All right, so there's an application night. Therefore, there are teams that will present. So we group them into teams on the first day palang. And then we tell them, you guys could rehearse. And we just make the center available or places available for them to... audition. We also tell them if you want to audition on some studio, you know of a studio where you want
rehearse,
to
rehearse, no.
Rehearse, rehearse. Rather audition, sorry. Yeah, rehearse. So anyway, nagkakaroon ng relationships pa lang from the beginning. And what's been as a result of that, now parang may relationships na talaga sila. I mean, they really get to miss each other. They get to doon nagkakaroon ng mga friends and real genuine relationships.
And I just remembered, I got this from Lee. Maganda yung ginagawa ni Lee sa Malate. The last time I was there, he assigned mentors for each team. So he got 1 mentor from their existing members na nila, coach nila. Since usong-uso rin talaga ngayon yung mga may coach, mga may ano. So at least may mag-o-own. And na-empower mo pa yung mga volunteers mo to help you out in coaching the team. So ngayon, talagang parang baby nila ngayon nung nag-application night na sila Lee. Yung coach nandoon, talagang parang baby niya yung team na yon. So ikaw din, as the full-time admin or ano, hindi ka loaded na ikaw lahat tumututok sa lahat. Meron kang nakipag-partner ka sa mga, ano mo, nakapag-empower ka. Kaya that's a good thing na nakita ko doon kila Lee. Isang oh ano, nag-struck sa akin. Oh, Lee. And then, siguro I'm not gonna do the case studies na lang. Kasi ganda na ng question and answer natin. So, siguro kwento ko na lang kung ano yung mga nangyari. So, dun sa sino gusto mo na yung ngongo? Okay, yung ngongo. Again, ano yan, sabi nga nila Charles, base-to-base cases yan eh. Yes, ay, yes. Ikila Charles? Oo. Oh. Sige, yun na muna. Parang ginawa ko na yata last time, di ba? Nag-ano na ako, di ba? Yung kay Charles, okay? Actually, dun sa ganon, yung gumagawa ng pumpkin pie, na... Okay. Yan. So, yon at saka yung ngongo, halos similar yung ginawa ko doon. I took a little more time. Hindi ko minadali yon. Kasi, yun nga, base-to-base cases yun. Depende talaga sa ano mo. Depende sa case na hinahandle mo. So, yun, medyo nagluwag ako ng konti in saying the results and ano. So, again, kasi pasado eh. Pati yung ngongo, pasado siya eh. Galing niya mag-second voice. Ang galing mag-solo. And then, nung interview ko pa lang, yung before sa kumanta, sinabi niya na soloista ako dati sa choir namin. So, parang talagang yung mukha ko, talagang kailan, di ko pahalata naman. Talagang, oh, that's good. Tsaka lagi nga pinagsosolo po nung ano eh, nung choir director namin doon. Wow, that's good. Okay, tapos nung kumanta siya, ang ganda nga ng boses. Talagang hindi mo... So ngayon, ang battle ko ngayon, pag ito, binagsak ko, tapos may nakuha na siyang standard doon sa choir director niya, pwede akong questionin ito. Buti pa yung choir director ko, hindi tumitingin sa ano. Ikaw tumitingin. Yun eh, yung mga nagana sa isip ko, Lord, tulungan mo ako, paano ko to? Of course, I'm praying na, kay, habang nag-audition siya, habang ano, pina-second voice ko, Lord, sana sintonado second voice para may excuse ako. Pasado pa rin, nagigitara pa. Okay, so, okay. Yung gitara niya, okay lang eh. Okay na, sana magaling talaga mag-gitara para makaiwas na ako dun sa ano. Oh, papasa ko na siya dahil magaling mag-gitara. Hindi rin eh. Alam mo, marunong lang, pero it's... Di pa dun sa caliber na pwede mong hindi niya alam inversions, yung mga ibang keys, pag dinala mo na sa hindi rin eh. So again, pareho ito nun sa effeminate, yun ang ginawa ko. Tinanong ko lang sila, sa tagal mo na kumakanta, sa tagal mo nang ginagawa mo, ano yung mga challenges na na-encounter mo? From general, again, to palit ang palit, ano yung mga challenges na na-encounter mo? Ano yung mga hinarap mo na situations as a singer, as ano. Para lang palabasin mo from him. Yung ano. Okay? Ang pinagkaibang sagot nila, yung effeminate, hindi niya sinabi yun. Okay? Sinabi niya na, actually, the challenge lang is my time. My time is the challenge. Because I'm too busy, I'm a missionary, so... It's my time eh, that's the challenge. Okay? Pero yung isa, yung ano, naging honest siya. Sinabi niya na, you know what, kuya? Sabi niya, actually, madami ako nakukuha mga comments kasi nga, di ba ganito ako? Ayun, buti nilabas niya na. Para hindi na ako, hindi ko natatanungin. Okay. Uy, since you mentioned it, ano nga ba, kwento mo, ano ba nangyari? What happened to, ano, ganyan. Sinuwento niya na yung pamilya niya, umiiyak siya, ganyan, pati pamilya ko, ganito, ganyan, ganito, kasi ako lang ganito sa amin, ganyan. So, naka-minister ka na sa kanya, and hanggang sa sinabi ko sa kanya, you know what, alam mo, I agree with you, I don't want put further, ano pa sa'yo, yung gusto kitang protektahan sa tulad ng mga na-encounter ng mga challenges. Alam mo, ganda ng boses mo, kaya lang, just like what you said, kasi nag-acquire daw siya, marami daw siyang nakukuha, ano, ganyan, ganyan, ganyan. So, alam mo, hindi ako, I will never do that to you na ilalagay kita sa sitwasyon na gano'n. And yun na, paano na yan? Sining, but you know what? Ano pa ba? Ikaw sa tingin mo, bukod sa singing, ano pa ba yung skill mo na sa tingin mo mamamaximize ka ng Lord? Tapos wala ka ng ganyan. Yung hindi mo naiisipin yan, hindi mo na yung tinitignan ako ng tao, ano yung ministry na yun na sa tingin mo yung talagang magagawa mo na hindi mo na kailangan isipin yan? Kuya, marunong akong magturo ng sayaw. Yun! Kids church has a praise dance. Kaya magaling sumuyang yung mga ano doon. Ano pa? Tinulungan ko siya. For him to know na you're limiting yourself. God has so much in store for you. Okay? You're not limited. God can do lots of things sa buhay mo. So nakita niya na gano'n na, wow, ngayon, alam niyo, nag-audition yung 3 beses. 3 times. 3 times I said the same thing. Imagine mo yung hirap sa akin noon. 3 times I said the same thing. But you know, by the grace of God, that guy even attended my victory group. And that guy is now a very active member of our admin and events team. And Kid Church tumutulong din siya. And he went to a mission trip na. And until now, he's there. Instructor siya. May work na siya. Ano siya eh? Doon ko na-realize yung value of naging missionary pa siya. He's an active, ano na, sa tinatap pag may presentation ng Christmas party. Leaders Convergence, siya tinata para magturo ng sayaw kasi nag-champion siya sa Dance Revolution eh. Dance Revolution sa Toys R Us. Champion siya talaga sa Philippines. So, inuno ko rin yun, ginamit ko rin sa kanya. Oh, you know, yun pala eh. So, introduce ko siya sa mga ano. So, yun. Yung isa naman, yung isa na wala na sa church. Pero nung after ko usapin, may disclaimer ako. After I talk to him, yung effeminate, nasa church pa rin siya. Siguro din sinabi ko. Sabi ko sa kanya, can I be honest with you? Gusto ko itang protektahan sa ganon. Ayaw ko itang ano. And then, okay siya. Okay? He went to a victory group. Okay siya, na-disciple siya. Okay. Pero, ewan ko, siguro talagang gusto niya talagang kumanta agad. Sabi ko naman sa kanya eh, I'm gonna do my best to mentor you when it comes to gestures and ano, talaga, I'm willing to help you. Okay? Is it okay? Are you opening your line to me if I want to help you? I want to help you. Alam mo, concerned ka pa rin sa kanya kahit na gano'n. Tutulungan mo siya. I'll whatever I can do to help you grow in that area. So okay siya. Okay siya doon. Ayan. Siguro hindi lang, pag gusto niya na talaga, he went to the fort. Pastor Paul, I'm removing the microphone. This is a very sensitive information.
In the application form, part of the questions we ask is this your first time to audition in Victory, in a music team here in Victory? If not, could you specify where? And are you, or, and another part of the form is, are you currently an active member of any organization? Not just in the local church, but also outside the local church. So with that, it helps us when we talk to the person, it helps us to get where he or she is coming from because this will demand commitment. So just a thought, maybe help you.
Thanks, Lee. That's good. Para lahat ng mga pwede nyo ma-miss out na questions, nandun na lahat. It will help you. Doon naman sa seaman, seaman yon nga pala yung maangas na naging tao. He's a seaman. So, after seaman siya, seaman talaga, nagbabargo. So, umuwiwi lang siya ng ano. Seaman. Yun nga, he entered the room, drummer daw siya. Okay? And then when I asked him how long have been in Victory, bakit? Okay? I just wanna, just know who you are and just wanna build connection with you and if possible friendship with you. Ganun na. Tapos sabi niya, bago lang. Okay. Sabi ko. What do you do? Ano? Bakit? So 4 times he asked me those. He answered me with questions ng bakit. Bakit? And then paangas ng paangas yun. Bakit? Ba't mo tinatanong? And then you know what? I just hawak ko yung form niya eh. You know, I just put down my form and then I went close to him and sabi ko, alam mo, kalimutan muna natin itong mga drums na to. Kalimutan muna natin itong mga keyboard na to. Kalimutan na natin na audition to. Parang nasisense ko lang bro na gusto ko itang tulungan kung ano man yung pinagdadaanan mo, if meron ka man pinagdadaanan mo. Hindi naman to importante. Ikaw naman ang importante kay Jesus, bro. I will take this time for you. Mayaan mo sila maghintay doon. Ikaw lang ang focus ko ngayon, bro. Anong pwede kong magawa para matulungan kita? Parang pakiramdam ko may binibit-bit ka, bro. Umiyak. Umiyak siya. And then true enough, kaya siya ganun. Kasi 10 months siya sa barko. Kristiyano na siya noon pa. Kaya lang may nagawa siyang medyo immoral doon sa barko. So, wala siyang church, wala siyang connection, wala siyang ano. Condemn siya. Na pag-uwi niya rito, bit-bit niya yon, na parang defense niya yon, parang bakit? And then nung may nagtanong kung ano yung pwedeng maitulong sa kanya, I guess naramdaman niya yung anong
gusto talaga ni Lord sa kanya, na alam mo, hindi ka kinokondem, hindi ka ano. Na-plug siya sa Victory Group. Hindi siya nag-audition, hindi ko pinatugtog. Hindi ko na pinatugtog. Lumabas siya doon ng ano, naramdaman niya lang na willing siyang tulungan ng mga tao dito to help him grow, and hindi siya kinokondem ni Lord. Hindi nagbago ang pagmamahal sa'yo ng Panginoon. Hindi siya nagsisising na matay sa sa'yo para sa cross. Balik ka lang sa kanya, balik ka lang. Yun, nag-Victory Group siya. Umalis na siya ulit eh. Nag-sima na ulit. So, ewan ko, pagbalik ulit doon. So, this ulit. Pero yun eh. Principle nun, you have to be sensitive. You have, hindi ka bounded by your program. Hindi ka bounded by your process. You're concerned about the person. Ano yung pwede mo magawa? Anong, may na-miss out pa ba ako isang case? Yung may album. Okay, yung may album. Ganun din. Ginamit ko rin yung question ko na anong mga challenges mo ngayon. If you compare yourself before and now, ano yung mga challenges mo now? Ano yung mga dati hanggang ngayon? Ano yung mga observations mo? Ano, may man nagbago ba? May nag-improve? Kung ano man yun, kwento mo sa akin. Hanggang sa inamin niya na rin. Inamin niya na rin na, alam mo, dati nga eh, parang hirap na ako kumanta compared before kasi nagkatatlong anak na ako. So hirap na ako. Hindi ko alam kung anong cost nun. Tapos honestly, hindi na rin ako kumakanta masyado kasi naglalaba ako, nagluluto ako. Kinuwento niya na eh. Kinapitan ko na yon. Sabi ko, you know what? I agree with you. I agree with you and I understand you. I understand you totally kasi may ano eh, may mga ganyan din kaming volunteers and even ate ko, sabi ko, ate ko, galing kumanta noon, pero naging mommy siya. Naintindihan ko yung changes of priorities, changes of ano na, schedules and ano. That's why naintindihan kita kung yun nangyari sa'yo and I don't want to give you a hard time. Ayaw din kitang ilagay sa isang situation na sabi mo nga, parang hindi ka nakatulad before and hindi ka ready ngayon. Ayaw kita ilagay at pahirapan kita. Pero I encourage you, if you can train yourself and bring that back again, mag-videoke ka na mag-videoke, mag-ano-ano-ano, and then let's see each other again. Kasi ano naman to, open naman to eh, for ano-ano-ano. So, she went out of that audition ng okay siya, nag-Victory Group siya, masok siya ng ano, and hindi na rin siya nag-audition, nag-kids search na siya, teacher, gano'n siya. So, naintindihan niya rin yun. So, basically, ganun. Ganun yung mga nangyari. It's very important na you ask questions and palabasin nyo sa kanya para at least accountable din siya dun sa sinasabi niya. And special siya kasi pinapagsalitaan natin sila. Hindi lang tayo nag-prescriptive, kundi we give time for them to talk. Yes, Lee?
What about, like, for example, you have Raisa ano, Subihano, yeah. Laurel. What if, like for example, well, it's easy to, it would be easier if it's Raisa Laurel. But what if it's another person who's who doesn't look as dominant or as influential as Raisa? How would you handle that? Like, amputee or maybe even less, like. There's no artificial arm or legs yet, and then he or she auditions. He or she just has, you know, one arm. So, siguro different pa to dun sa yung may letter Q, yung taga QTV. Pero how do you handle that, bro? Kasi I had, but in our experience. I was still new. Tapos, bigla na lang pala, pina-audition pala siya. Tapos, nung nakita siya nung isang volunteer namin na siya yung mag-audition, biglang pinauwi na lang daw siya. Tapos, di na siya pina-audition. So, nagulat din ako na ano, na ganun yung ginawa. So, child lang to. I'm just asking, how would you handle that type of situation?
Yeah, I guess ganun din eh. I guess, you have to be honest and you have to be honest and ganun din talagang tatanungin mo rin siya. Yes, Mike.
It's okay if I just suggestion ko lang. We're auditioning naman The Voice eh. In the case of that guy kasi it affects the ano talaga.
Yeah, tunog.
Oh, but we're audition of course if we see that as of course shepherding these people talagang walang arms, di ba? How will he hold the mic? You know, how will he function in that?
Ano pa yung amputee niya sa paa rin ba? Dito rin.
Kamay. Kamay yung ano.
Isa lang.
Hindi ko na sure. Maybe one or two. But I guess, pero just kamay. Generalize it.
Yeah.
Kapag ka ganun, bro.
I guess ganun din eh. You just hear it from him, from her. Ganyan. Challenge pa rin eh.
I have a friend. Wala siyang kamay. Pero he plays the guitar. Yeah. You know what he does? Yeah. He puts a tape dun sa ng pick, dun sa ano niya. Nakaka-guitar siya. So we just let him play guitar. As long as he can.
I guess we just need to make clear to them the expectation, what happens when he serves so that he can make an assessment kung kaya nga ba talaga niya. Parang we lay it down kung how it's gonna be. You'll be standing up.
Yeah. That was at the same time facilitating him kung ano pa yung sa tingin niya na magagamit siya ni Lord nang wala na siyang iisipin pa at may enjoy niya na lang yon. More on ganon. Kung ano yung ano pa ba yung kaya mong gawin na I believe, bro, you don't deserve that. I believe you don't deserve na may burden ka pa. Nag-minister ka na kay Lord, may burden ka pang kinakarga. I believe God wants you to really minister with full freedom and ma-enjoy mo yung ginagawa mo. You're not thinking about things anymore.
Last na lang, this just really sparked my mind. Sorry, because I'm so into what you're discussing, Pastor Jam. Like, I want to go back to just the reassessment or the reevaluation. Is what Pastor Joel said, like the three C's, character, competence, and commitment, a good gauge somehow to evaluate or to assess the person? Like, for example, as a volunteer, you need to be healthy in three C's. Competent, your character, and your commitment. And so this is, and so to remain objective based and not personality based, this is where I want to evaluate you. In your competence, you're good. Your commitment, you're awesome. But you know what? You have this in your character. And I would like us to talk about that. What do you think about that? And because on that ground, my evaluation for you would be that you continue to be plugged in discipleship, and then with that, you're always well. And then after 6 months' time, you're always welcome to go back to the music team, this and that, or either way, may it be in the competence area. Does that sound like it's?
Good, bro. That's a good parang baseline mo para meron kang in your mind mga questions mo na iikot doon.
Yeah, because just thinking if it becomes personality based or it just becomes preference based, then the ground to suspend or take him out for a while would not be too convincing. So I was just guessing from
that's good, bro.
What Pastor
that's good. Yun lang talaga, you just love the person. Sabi naman niya, faith, hope, and love, the greatest of this is love. Yun pa rin talaga eh. Even if you prophesy, even if you give, if you don't love. So that's the basic principle of why we do this. We just love God. We love His people. And we remember that, you know, lahat ng magagawa mo, masasabi mo with love yan eh. It will follow. Yes, Pastor Joel.
I just want to, very important, you need, I just want to impart to you the yung gift of leadership ba na don't hesitate to lead these people. I mean, sometimes there's a tendency for me to be scared also with what I'm doing. But at the end of the day, it's about leading these people to their destiny. So that's why I always emphasize this, that this is not just an organization. This is not San Miguel Corporation or Ayala Corporate. This is the kingdom of God. So when it comes to leading these people, there is a great responsibility here. So that's why, I don't know about you, but whenever you think that way, it will manifest the way you speak to people, the way you care for people, especially mga disabilities. And kasi ito na yung pinakalas na pupuntahan nila. Saan pa sila pupunta? Yeah. The world may reject them.
Wow.
But the church can never reject them. In fact, Jesus died for them. So that's the thing that really motivates me to pastor these people. Not because of position, but because Jesus bought these people. So I want you to have those kind of yung spirit ba na hindi trabaho to mga kapatid. This is heart talaga to na. At the end of the day, this is not about me, this is about Jesus. So yun yung ginagawa natin dito. Hopefully this is not just a class, but this is about the heart of Jesus. Amen. So.
Any other questions pa? Pastor Paul, I'm done.
Good. And we're done a little early, so that's nice. Okay, remember, because of the schedule, we changed things around so we're together next week. Okay? So we got a similar kind of format next week. So 9:00. God bless you. See you then. Yeah.